morning.
How are you?
I'm doing quite well. How are you today?
Blessed by the best. I learned from Barack Obama, President Barack Obama.
Great.
Congratulations on Instinct.
I'm excited about it. It has really taken the nation by storm, and I'm trying to keep up with it. But I'm glad that people are finding the information vital and important to their destiny.
It's hitting us at the right time, especially me, because I believe I have a great relationship with God. But I believe that He has called me to do great things, to serve my community, and to do His work. At the same time, my human instinct will kind of get involved and want me to do other things that will kind of take me off the path. So am I wrong to follow my human instinct, and should I be more in tune with my spiritual instinct? Is there a difference?
Let me use these words to differentiate one from the other. There's a difference between instinct and urges.
Oh.
We all have human urges.
Okay.
And they may be decadent. They may be depraved. But our instinct is what our God-given drive to migrate to a particular area, a type of job, a type of work, a type of person. Instinctively, this is where I fit the best. And to illustrate instinct, let's talk about sea turtles who are born. The mother turtle lays the eggs in the sand, buries the sea turtles in the sand. They crack out the eggshell and immediately dig their way to the surface, and without any mother there to guide them, they immediately turn toward the water and move quickly to the water.
Mm-hmm.
What is drawing you? Yours may not be seawater. It may be a type of job. It may be entrepreneurial pursuits. It may be marriage. What are you drawn to?
Mm-hmm.
And once you find that position and you are positioned properly, then you can be more prosperous. You can be more peaceful. You can be more creative. And people are asking me, how do I know when I'm there? When you're there, you get energy. When you're there, you get inspired. When you're there, you get creative content. When you're there, it doesn't feel like work to you because you're not having to labor to contort yourself into what somebody else needed. You are being true to your core and true to the essence of who you are as an individual.
I wanted to know, with all of the books that you've written, what was it about this particular book that made you want to come out and tell the world how to be more in tune with their instinct?
I couldn't have written this book 20 years ago. I don't think I could have written it 10 years ago. It's at this age and stage, when I look back and reflect over my life, I begin to realize that all of my life, I have the things that mattered the most, that changed the most my world and the world around me, were the times when I was the most instinctive. And I got the inspiration, Kiki, when I was in South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
And I had gone on a safari while being invited over there to teach the first group of black billionaires after the apartheid.
Mm-hmm.
And there I was on a safari for the very first time in my life.
Okay.
And I'm sitting between a zoologist and a Zulu. The zoologist could explain the habitats, the animals, their behaviors, their mating processes. He could explain it, but he couldn't find it. The Zulu, as we begin to move around in the conservatory, all of a sudden the Zulu sat up on the Jeep and stood up on the Jeep and said, "The elephant is over there."
Wow.
And when he said it blew me away.
Wow.
Okay?
Wow, yeah.
Sitting in between intellect and instinct. And intellect can explain it, but it can't find it.
Mm-hmm.
Instinct can find it even when it can't explain it.
In your book, you've mentioned exposure. And I had it bookmarked here, and then I lost it because I got too excited. But you mentioned exposure, how instinct doesn't set in until exposure hits. Am I translating that correctly? Can you correct me if I'm wrong?
No, you're absolutely right.
Okay, how is that?
The eaglet doesn't know that it can fly until the mother bird stirs the nest. The sea turtle doesn't know it can swim until it gets into the water. It's being exposed to the environment you were created to occupy that ignites the instinct that says, oh, I can swim in here. I can fly in here. I can do this. There are people who can do things that are listening at us on the radio right now that can't even explain how you can do it. You can just do it.
Yeah.
I just met a child prodigy from Ghana who can play classical piano and has been playing since he was 5 years old.
Mm-hmm.
You just have an ability to get, once he was exposed to the keyboard, he just had an ability to do that instinctively.
Hmm.
Now, information and intellect and education can enhance it, but if you don't have it instinctively at your core, then you're a beast of burden with a load of books. You're just carrying around a lot of information that you can't work through.
Do life challenges allow you to find your instinct? Like, I just recently celebrated a birthday, thank you, Lord, and I'm starting to look at my life a lot differently than I had when I was 21, of course, when I was 31, and I'm starting to look at some things differently and make some different decisions, and I have to be careful about the decisions that I make. So is that something that kind of jumpstarts those instincts?
You're absolutely right.
Okay.
And I do think it takes some time for you to figure yourself out. I use the term dating yourself. When you date somebody, you ask them questions and you try to understand and you draw conclusions based on their answers to understand who they are.
Mm-hmm.
We do that with everybody except ourselves.
Wow.
We understand more about our kids and our spouses and our staff and our employees and our coworkers than we do about us. What do you contribute? What do I get when I get you? And sometimes in the workbook that's coming out after the book, we'll really go down into how to work through that.
Okay, good.
Because a lot of people really don't know how much they have to offer.
I did post a question on our Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram pages if anyone had any questions to ask you. And Erica with the C posted a question on Twitter. She wanted to know if you will be in Baltimore anytime soon to do a book signing. I want to know that, too.
I won't be in Baltimore, but I will be in D.C.
Okay.
Ultimately, I'm looking at a date next month to go to Baltimore for a citywide event that they're having.
Okay.
But right now, the closest date I'm going to be in D.C., May the 16th at Books A Million, 11 DuPont Circle, Northwest Washington, D.C., from 11:30 to 1:30.
I'm going to call off work right now. I'm at the call off work. Who does it? Who goes to work when you know Bishop T.D. Jakes is like an hour away? That can't happen. I have to do that. I need more. And you're going to publish a workbook?
Absolutely, Kiki. You know, this is the first time that I've ever released a book that the audiobook came out at the same time.
I need the audiobook.
And the Spanish book.
They're all available
right now.
Well, I want to get the audiobook because I have the shortest attention span in the world. I think it comes with being in radio.
You can play it while you exercise. You know,
yeah.
A lot of people are intimidated by books, but there's a lot of ways for you to ingest information. Don't ignore the information because of the inconvenience.
It's not even that. I just think that I have to find a quiet spot. And I've even talked to Russell Simmons about that. He said, when's the last time you've been in a very quiet spot? And then what did you do when you were in it? You were so uncomfortable because you're not used to being in a quiet spot. I'm still trying to find that quiet spot. And maybe the noise is in my head. So just trying to get to that level of peace. And that's all I want in my life is peace. And it's so hectic.
Right.
Being in this industry is so hectic. And everyone has to have something now. And I even set a timer on my life. Like, I need to be at this particular level in my life at this age. And when I'm at this age and I need to find this goal and I need to set that goal. And for my son, I need him to have this and have that. And we pressure ourselves so much. And I think I went off on a tangent. But just to say, I need some peace and quiet to read your book.
Yeah, you do. I hope you get it.
Not only to read
the book, but also to think, Kiki.
Yeah.
You can't think in the noise. You can't process it in the noise.
Yeah.
He leads us beside still waters for a reason. We need to be in a calm place because we are the most productive in the midst of calmness, not chaos.
Thank you so much, Bishop. I needed that word. Thank you. And
Baltimore,
you have to get this book. T.D. Jakes, Instinct, The Power to Unleash Your Inborn Drive. Please get it. Audio, Spanish, hard copy. Get the workbook afterwards, and hopefully in D.C. we'll be there. I'll be there with you to get my book signed. Thank you so much, and God bless you in everything you do.
Thank you, Kiki.
Have a blessed day.
You too.
Bye.